Good day. This is the Technology's KS3 Daily Briefing for January 8th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by 1. Listening to it on a daily basis, 2. Sharing it with people that you know, and 3. Subscribe to it wherever you're listening to this podcast. So let's get on with the briefing. First up, CES, which was formerly known as Consumer Electronics Show, is now up and running in Las Vegas. There is a lot of things that are happening today on opening day. So many different type of announcements. And let's say this. I have honestly, out of the years of following the CES, I have never seen as many products that have been announced during this show that has made me very hopeful for the future of technology and where we're going. I think it's absolutely amazing and great with where things are and where they're going. And it's interesting that you get to see some of the quirky little devices that come out from startups and small companies. And there's one in particular from Royal, which is a Chinese company. And they have a new phone that's out that's actually a foldable phone, and it's called a FlexPi. See, this is a 7.8-inch tablet that actually folds in half, made out of an OLED screen. The resolution on it is high definition, which means that it is 1920 by 1440. And then also, the cool thing about it is that it's folding not necessarily on the inside, but it folds on the outside as far as with what the screen looks like. So that the back of it is just like a tablet made out of plastic, but the screen actually folds over. Now, what's really the true practicality of this? I don't know. But from what it looks like is that this is a company. Again, this company has been around for 5 years. And so they pushed for doing something to claim that they're first. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the best quality, or even if they have the resources to really refine it. The product comes out later on this year, and the starting price on it, at least here in the United States, is $1,320. Now, again, this is a brand new product. I'm still not really sure about foldable phones yet, simply because of just the practicality of them. And really, what's the purpose? Particularly, I mean, yeah, you may get a larger screen when it's folded out, but the honest truth of it is that all I see these type of foldable phones is just a lot of problems as far as with people taking care of them, and also really just the longevity of them. And I'm pretty sure this first generation of foldable phones are going to be absolutely horrible. But out of all honesty, too, there's nothing to really get excited about to say, hey, my phone folds, but it's still running the same operating systems. Up next is Daimler. Daimler is, of course, a German company that's partnered with Mercedes, for those that don't know. They released during CES a autonomous semi-truck. And they are pushing for autonomous trucks, just like Tesla and just like a bunch of other different manufacturers that are really making a push towards autonomous driving. And so the future really of autonomous driving is coming fast and hard, which means now that you should be in the mindset of preparing that your next car will have a lot of autonomous features. But then also be on the lookout for cities that will adapt to autonomous driving by making sure that they have a smart grid or a smart city that gears towards autonomous driving, which would reduce traffic accidents and reduce traffic. So this is actually a good initiative for most cities and municipalities to get on board on this, because if they are one of the first cities to be able to do this, then it's going to attract the people who buy these type of vehicles. I think it's an absolutely great thing, and this is a great thing also for infrastructure and creating the jobs and pouring money into something that changes and propels us into the future. That's what's really needed. And it's really exciting that you have a company like that that is really making a push for semi-trucks to run autonomously, which is great. Next up is Sprint and T-Mobile. Oh my goodness. Now, Sprint, I can't stand. Quality of the service, horrible. But T-Mobile has really improved their service a whole lot. But what they have done is release a couple of ads trolling AT&T's new 5GE network. So they're making fun of AT&T by really saying that AT&T is lying to people, saying that and using marketing to act as if they're on the next generation 5G network. But of course, Eva, as I've repeated for the past couple or 3 weeks, really, since AT&T released and announced this new service, which is really advanced LTE, still using 4G technology, that they are lying and being deceptive, and it is a doggone shame that people are going to fall for it. They are going to absolutely fall for it and think that their phones are getting a true upgrade to 5G when it's not. And so it's good that competition, Sprint and T-Mobile, putting out ads, making fun of AT&T. That's a job well done, Sprint and T-Mobile. But then also, next up is Google Pixel. If you have a Google Pixel 3, one of the problems with the Google Pixel 3 coming out has been recording video. Not necessarily the quality of the video, but the audio. There have been several tests that I've seen, particularly with the audio when recording video with the Pixel 3, and it is absolutely atrocious for a flagship company, or a flagship phone, to have such poor audio quality. Well, Google heard, and they fixed it. So now, if you have a Pixel 3, simply update your phone, and you will get a fix for recording audio during your video recording, which is that's great. It's good that Google has been able to actually fix something in short order, really, to be able to make sure that the people who have the Pixel 3 will actually have one of the best smartphones on the market, and that's awesome. But all of this still comes up in under the guise of CES. And I got to tell you, there's just still so many things that have come out with products and everything else. I am still honestly going through it. And I may actually have to do one of my longer shows in order to be able to fully give all the excitement that I have and talk about all the announcements with the different companies. And so I'm following along. And here's the thing. This podcast is to tell you the truth about technology, and I'll only really report on the things that you need to know, that you need to get excited about and be prepared for. So today, this ends the podcast of this daily briefing on January 8th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Everyone, have a great day.
Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.